Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share this week, He brought me to some passages found in the book of Philippians, and we're going to be looking at the mind of Christ. This is a command that Paul spoke to the Philippians, to all generations of Christians after, and the importance that it is for us in our spiritual walk to experience the victory of all that Jesus has provided for us, that we have the mind of Christ. But before we begin, let's pray. Father, right now, we come to you, Lord, and we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for Jesus, for His sacrifice. We thank you, Lord, for all that He has done for us. Father, He has provided for every need, physically, mentally, spiritually. His work was complete. He finished it on the cross. And so, Father, we thank you that as your people, that we can appropriate and receive for us all the things that the Lord has provided in every area of our life. Lord, you desire that the whole man will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, Father, we claim that prosperity, that spiritual richness that you have provided for us, and we ask, Lord, that you would give us the ability to hear, to receive, to understand what your word says, and make it a part of our lives in greater and greater measure. Father, we ask this through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for all that you've done, and we ask you to bless our time together in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, let me read those select verses I'd like to share with you found in the Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2. And I'll start reading at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, hallelujah, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. Those are some magnificent words. But the important thing I'd like to point out to you is it says very clearly, there's a command. Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That let is imperative. The subject, you, is implied. You let this mind be in you. It's in the imperative. It's a form of a command that we are to have the same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus. And because he had the mind of the Spirit, the mind, the will of his Father, it said he was in the form of God. He was equal with God. But he disrobed himself, if you will, of his glory. He was found as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And because of that, God has exalted his name above every name. So he had the mind of the Spirit. That's what Paul is saying, that we need to have the mind of Jesus Christ, because he had the mind, he had an understanding of God's will, so he could accomplish the purposes that the Father had set for his life. He was being obedient to the eternal plan of God. And that's why it's important that we should have the mind of Christ in order for us to fulfill God's perfect plan and will in our lives. For the same reason, we have to understand the mind of the Spirit. We have to have the same mind that was operating in Christ Jesus, a desire to seek his face, to desire his will to be accomplished in humility and obedience, even as Jesus did. And so that might seem like a fairly radical statement, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, and it might seem that you may never be able to achieve this, but in Christ, you can. In fact, you must achieve this in order to live a full and completely victorious life as a Christian. God meant what he said. He is stirring our hearts and our souls to desire more than we've ever known and experienced in the past. His heart is stirred and his soul is grieved at the plight of which so many of God's people are living in currently. So many are living far below their rightful place in the plan of God. And through circumstances, through ignorance, through lack of teaching, through disobedience or rebellion, they've been robbed of their spiritual possessions. They not only have to hear, but they have to be taught and walk in the true sayings and teachings of the founder of Christianity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many go to church and they are professing to be Christians, but they are running to and fro without spiritual food and nourishment, proper nourishment of the Word, without having Christ as their refuge and fortress. And beloved, the world we're living in today, we have to know our identity. If we ever needed the mind of Christ in the days in which we are living, we need it now. So many are facing what would seem an uncertain future because they don't know that God has provided all things, all the full blessings of being a child of God are given to us through the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that he did. Now, when we see a person in the natural, if they're cold or hungry or destitute, what is our response? The love of God constrains us. Our hearts leap with compassion, and we immediately desire to help that person. But beloved, there are multitudes of spiritually destitute people who are starving for the Word of God to be manifested in their lives. It's one thing to sit in church every week. It's one thing to hear the Word of God or read the Word of God. But the important and crucial question is the Word of God being manifested in our personal lives? Are we living according to the high calling that God has given to us? Obviously, if you're a Christian, you've been saved by the Word of God in our hearts. You believe that Jesus is Lord, that he came to save sinners. You've believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you're confessing the Lord. You love him. But so many are in danger of that fertile seed of God that's been planted in our spirits, that some are falling short of the potential that God has for us. It's like the seed falling on stony ground. We have to be born of the Word and of the Spirit of God. When we're born again, our spirits become alive by the Word of God that has been germinated, if you will, in our hearts, but in our minds and our souls, we've got to have the Word. That's why it's critically important why this and other ministries stress the importance of God's Word. And as God's word, which is a true seed, it will germinate in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. And then we can experience in a full measure what it means to be born into the family of God. Jesus saw multitudes in need. He ministered to their needs, did he not? And in the midst of the appalling distress of his day, he never lost sight of his spiritual mission, but he always fed the hungry, not just with natural bread, but with the bread of life. He and he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And it is one of the lethal weapons of hell that through compromising the audacity and the truth and the veracity of the full counsel of God, that many have been compromised out of not walking or not understanding the true position that the body, every believer in the body of Christ, should hold and walk in. And it is given us, those who have the understanding, who have the mind of Christ, to, even as the Lord told to his apostles, he said, "Give ye them to eat." We need to share the good news of the full gospel. The task of presenting the truth of the gospel of Christ to men in this nation and around the world, we're going to have to begin to experience and begin to proclaim the spiritual power of the gospel of the kingdom. This is what is lacking in so many places, the demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God. Well, my time has flown away, and we're just getting into the message. And so I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We're heard on this station every day at this same time. And as always, if you have prayer needs, if you need someone to agree with you in the power of agreeing prayer, remember that's one of the principles of prayer that God gave to us. I invite you to write. You can write by letter or through email, and I will respond and give back to you, share with you what God would have to be a blessing to you. And of course, I will confirm receipt and pray. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.